Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Martin, it begins with an A, the other.
Right.
All right. McFadden, is this Richie? Is this Martin Apple?
That'd be me.
Jennifer Horn is here on the Good Day program to comment on the issues of the day, the news of the day. Ken Kessler, a lot of Facebook action on drones, and there are three or four different reasons for that. The Pentagon plans to increase drone use by 50%. Whoever the contractor is, I'd like to know how much money he gave to which congressman, whoever's on that committee. 50% increase. The military leadership wants to put more of these unmanned aircraft into service to help counter escalating aggression from the Russians and the Chinese. This is certain to put a different face on that, right?
From the escalating aggressions from the Russians and the Chinese.
Yeah. Okay, so our video of the day today, Kenny, at DougStephan.com, comes from Melbourne Aerial Video. Humans are not the only ones who are tired of being spied on by drones. In this video, we don't have any, there's no audio from it, but go there, watch this eagle swoop in and take out a drone. Yeah. Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, he owns this thing.
Uh-huh. Yep. Get it. It's another, there's a, the war on drones. And if that wasn't enough, how many of you heard the story about this drone that last week dropped a package of drugs into a prison yard in Ohio? And the inmates were outside. There was a big fight. Package was dropped at the Mansfield Correctional Institution, about 65 miles southwest of Cleveland. Spokeswoman there at the prison said that it contained a quarter of an ounce of heroin, 2 ounces of marijuana, and 5 ounces of tobacco. Officials say video footage showed the drone over the recreation yard just before the fight over the package began. The drone dropped the package intended for one of the inmates in the north recreation yard. It was thrown over a fence to the south recreation yard. So they had a big fight.
So this is going to be the new technology in drug dealing. It's going to be drug dealing with drones.
Yeah.
And so why not practice it under the most intensive conditions in a prison yard?
Yep. There you go.
It sounds like an episode of a TV show based on the movie The Running Man, where they give like all the illegals something to fight over and then put it on a television show.
All right. So, Kenny, you got lots of comments on various drone-related items. Let's get caught up. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter @Good Day Show.
Well, we asked on Facebook and Twitter what you think about the surge in use of drones, both for the military and by civilians. Michelle says, it's a good idea for our military, bad idea for civilians. Let's not forget the terrorists who are already practicing missions with drones.
Mm-hmm. That's naive, but okay. Next.
Norman says, the dinosaurs went extinct and they didn't even have nukes or drones. I wonder what humanity's fate will be if we continue down this path.
You know, I saw that and I was thinking to myself, where are we going? Where are we going? Is it just, my father said the week before he died, not the week, before, the week before he had a stroke, which basically was the end of his life anyway, that the world had gone to hell and he was glad he was getting old. And I thought to myself, you know what, Dad? I'm sure there are a lot of people who were 90 years ago that said the same thing. And
it's always
Yeah.
1920, 1950, 1990, the Depression.
So when will somebody be right? That's the question.
And that's exactly why, sorry to say it, but it's sad that your dad had that outlook before he passes away, because you have to go through life and go, this is exciting. This is cool.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see what this brings.
I honestly don't think it's sad. I think that's our brain's way of protecting us from the sadness of leaving the planet.
Maybe. It's making of a show. Okay, I'm glad I'm done now. But
I want to get out of here.
Is it really?
You're screwed, son.
It's in your mind how you look at stuff. Success is in your mind how you look at it. The future of your life is in your mind, depending on how you look at it.
What
your health, your well-being.
About politicians.
Yeah.
I mean, when do you ever remember anybody going, "Man, we got a great lot of politicians in Washington right now, don't we?"
No,
it's always the same.
It's just getting worse. Is it or isn't it? That's the question that I have. That's why I don't want to talk about this. The only reason that I want to talk about Trump is because what he's doing to the rest of the field, except for Carly Fiorina, everybody says, when the reporters went, "Well, Donald Trump just said this. What do you think?" And the Scott Walker, and they all mumble and fumble. What about Trump? They're not asking them for their plans and their ideas. It's always, what's the reaction to Trump? And the only person who's smart enough not to jump at the bait is Carly Fiorina. She does not. She says, let me tell you how I'm going to straighten out that problem. Never.
You want me to tell you about the gender gap in the candidates?
The gender gap on the Republican side or the Democratic side?
The gender gap between, so favorability ratings are a big deal when presidential elections come up.
Right.
And so they measure them based on who is favorable to females and who is favorable to males.
This sounds interesting. Yeah, what do you think?
Okay. Yeah. So who do you want to know about first?
Well,
Trump?
Sure.
Should we start with
women
Trump?
And men with Donald Trump? Yep.
What's interesting, female favorability, 50%. It's actually the highest except for Mike Huckabee.
Really?
And
women like Mike
Jeb
Huckabee,
Bush,
isn't it?
Which is interesting.
Yeah.
And then, let's see, 59% male favorability for Donald Trump, so pretty good.
How about Carly Fiorina?
His gender gap is 10. Now, Carly Fiorina, female favorability, 29%. Isn't that interesting?
Wow.
And male favorability, 33%.
People don't know her yet.
Well, you know what? And I'm also going to put this out there. It is tougher to be a woman. It's tougher to be a woman in media. It's tougher to be a woman in politics because people either think you're a dingbat or they think you're a witch with a B. And so you've got, to find a place between dingbat and witch with a B that makes people comfortable. It's tough.
It's a job. Yep, it is. Yep.
I've noticed doing my own political show, I get insulted way more than I ever do on this program because here I get to be your dingbat. There, I'm having to be in charge, and it's like people don't take too kindly to having them women folk do it.
You know what? No, you're not the dingbat at all.
I thought that was my job.
I think that's it. So I'm offended that you think that you are playing that role because that's not your role at all.
Well, I think
And I'll tell you, here's how it gauges. Your biggest fan is Meredith.
Yes.
And so when she says she follows you, and the other day we were going through her Facebook account, and there's a thing for the Jen and Dawn show, and she says, "Right on, Jen, your name is first."
That's why I do that show. It's because it's first. My name is first. It's so rare.
You want your name to come first here?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Really? Okay. And you can start paying me. How's that? Well, wait a minute. No, that's depending on the way it should work. All right.
I'll give you my salary.
Really? let's do it. Open up the spigot a little bit. All right. So what I want to know about Hillary Clinton, though, please, before we leave this.
You know what? I only have the Republican candidates, actually. Yeah.
Okay.
So it just kind of interesting. George Pataki, let's just jump out, man.
Yeah, right,
I mean,
right.
18% female, 19% male.
Yeah.
No one likes them. Ted Cruz, I thought interesting. 40% female favorability and 56% male. Mm. That's still pretty high for someone like Ted Cruz, who's very polarizing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
good. Ken, give us one more Facebook comment on the drones.
Oh,
that was where we were 4 minutes ago. Before Jennifer hijacked the conversation. Go ahead.
Let's see. Greg says, it makes perfect sense. Drones are less costly, so more can be deployed, and even greater air superiority can be obtained. This means our ground troops have better cover, and wars are hopefully shorter.
That's how they're doing it, is to get the Air Force manned missions down.
Let's just, can we figure out how to live together peacefully instead of having to be at war all the time?
Wouldn't that be nice?
By the way, the story of Emma Didlake.
Let me know when
Didlake.
You figure that out.
I'm going to try, Richie. Okay. Emma Didlake, oldest U.S. veteran, passed away yesterday at 110. She served in the Women's Army Auxiliary Corps during World War II. Emma Didlake, thank you. 110 years old. God love her. 16 and change after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. If you are one of the millions and millions of Americans, both men and women, who are suffering from thinning hair, please listen carefully to the next 60 seconds of the Doug Steffens' Good Day program while I tell you about Provia. P-R-O-V-I-A. It is the first, it is the best, it's really the only natural hair thinning treatment that is proven to work on the areas, the causes of hair thinning. It's safe, no side effects, no prescription medications. And by the way, you can't say that about the prescription drugs. They are neither safe nor do they not have side effects. So that means they do have side effects. So why wouldn't you use the best? Get the best. Provia. Say goodbye to the embarrassment of thinning hair. It's 800-525-8319. That's the number to call to say goodbye to the embarrassment of thinning hair. Get your hair back or your money back. 800-525-8319. Provia is safe if your hair is colored. Safe if your hair is treated. Safe all the way around. Cleanses the pores, allows the follicles of hair under your scalp to grow again. And when you mention Doug Steffen, calling 800-525-8319, you'll get a regular bottle, a regular supply of Provia, and they'll give you the new Provia Super Concentrate. So two for the price of one and free shipping as well. You can't beat it, so do it now. Provia for the problem of thinning hair, 800-525-8319.
You're getting very sleepy.
Sleepy.
You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your...
Wait, what? 50% off your fifth session. Huh? Focus on the value.
Value.
How about a rewards program you can actually use every day? Finally, there's plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Join for free and discover exclusive offers only at plenty.com or on the Plenty app. There's plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
Bick knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join Bick's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take Bick's pledge to save handwriting at BickFightForYourWrite.com. That's BickFightForYourWrite, W-R-I-T-E.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Thought for the day today. Patrick Swayze would have been 63. Said fear causes hesitation. Hesitation will cause your worst fears to come true. Our quote of the day today comes from the baker who made her daughter's birthday cake. Would you be able to put a wee blind girl on top of the cake? The autocorrect fixed it to blonde, but meant blonde girl.
Wee black girl.
Funny one after.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin-kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin-kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin-kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited-time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Ballad pop songs in the history, modern history of rock. Eric Clapton.
Really?
In the number five position this week. This week, 1996.
Really?
Yeah. Eric Clapton, Changed the World. I'm giving you my preference, Richie. It might not be equal to yours, but the guitar work and the sentiment to this song has always made me want to hear the whole song. So here's some more of it.
If I could even for a day, I'd take you as my queen. I'd have no other way. And our love world is the kingdom we have made. Well, then I'd be a fool.
I think there's something uplifting about this, and I think we need uplifting music.
Obviously, I love Clapton.
Well, but you don't, this is not his traditional sound. Although he did take a swing down pop road with four or five songs. He's had great success. One of the greatest guitarists around today.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, so here's a lady at number four. Has the same number of letters in her first name and last name as Eric Clapton. I don't know why I was looking at that, but...
That is so Rain Man.
There you go.
Well, you got to go to Kmart, Judge Buster's, huh?
I'm definitely going to drive.
In Doug's defense, I just looked at it on the page, and they line up perfectly.
Yes, they. Thank you very much.
So it is kind of obvious.
Thank you. Tony Braxton. Geez, somebody's on my side. Anyway, it's very sweet. Tony Braxton, You're Making Me High, number four this week, 1996. Crank it up, Richie.
That one?
I don't really remember this song ever.
Oh, I liked this one.
She and her family won on Celebrity Family Feud, though.
Yeah, I know, I watched.
You watched that, too?
That was a surprising one. It was sort of a gimme, I think, for Braxton. Yeah.
Okay, number three is not going to ring my bell. The Quad City DJs doing Come On and Ride It. Number three, this week, 1996. On Ride the Train. Right up Jen Jen's alley.
This just goes to show you that anybody can write a song.
Yeah. Yeah. Put it to music. Maybe I should write a song about Charlotte and put it in the book.
Come on, all right.
All right, so that's number three. Number two, Keith Sweat and Twisty.
Now we're talking.
I remember it was Keith Sweat. You remember the song. This is a one-hit wonder. This guy got more than more in front of him. Did he?
Yeah.
He did.
Getting it on music, Dougie.
Getting it on music. All right. With that, we have the phone. Well, yeah, the iPhone. You can find anything on that.
Here's some getting it on music for you.
Yeah, number one this week, Los Del Rio.
Uno.
Number one, 1996. Why is it we always think about, even though this was his
song,
but you always politicize. It's like Barbara Streisand. You don't like her singing because she's a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat.
And no, I don't like her singing because she's just horrible and boring.
Oh, no. Come on. Give her a break. Anyway, I'd like to see these two on stage together, actually. Barbara Streisand and Los Del Rio.
Yeah, never going to happen. Yeah. First, I'm pretty sure that Los Del Rio is back at working at Walmart.
Yeah. I thought they were working at Tractor Supply all these years.
Oh, wherever.
Okay. From south of the border down Mexico way, the Macarena. All the five songs, Eric Clapton, Change the World, number five, Tony Braxton, You're Making Me High, number four, Quad City DJs, Come On and Ride, is three, Keith Sweat, Twisted, two, Los Del Rio, number one.
Is there ever a time when the spiritual side of the doctor-patient relationship should be front and center? This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. I often say to patients when I'm looking for delicate personal information that I'm not their priest, rabbi, minister, I'm their doctor. I just need information to get them better. Sin's not my department. In a typical office encounter, most don't want spirituality in any way brought up, but as patients become seriously ill, let's say cancer, that changes. Even treatment and how aggressive it should be is affected by spiritual beliefs. We in conventional medicine all too often abandon patients during the emotional and existential crisis that life-threatening illness or imminent death brings on. DCOC advice, bring up your emotional and spiritual needs and let your doctor know if you're in crisis and would like help. I've seen religion, spirituality help in a way that morphine and sedatives just don't or simply can't. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
There are two types of water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
Mom, I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Whoa, hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
This is not a good time to turn on the dishwasher.
Rinnai's tankless water heaters, on the other hand, work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Rinnai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water whenever you need it, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Plus, they feature a space-saving design and ultra-efficient performance for monthly energy savings. So enjoy hot water that's always ready when you are.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher? Go for it.
And never discourage your children from washing dishes again. Rinnai tankless water heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Rinnai's industry-leading products at www.rinnai.us. That's RINNAI.us.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold.
By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carding to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden and Kenny Kessler and me, just spending our time, as we do every day, with you, having a good time and working our way through some of the issues of the day, working at having an understanding more. And so that's why we'll have Jake Ward with us, who is a technology correspondent, to talk about the Colorado River. That delicious water that everybody's enjoying drinking, thanks to the EPA.
Good.
Yum, yum.
After you drink it, you stick to your refrigerator.
Yeah.
Get it? You become a magnet.
Yeah, we got it. Okay. So, last year, Northwestern University's football team got the go-ahead to unionize. Yesterday, they were told, nope, schools like Northwestern make a lot of money on their sports teams.
$8.8 million they made.
Broadcast deals, ticket sales. But the athletes don't see a lot of that upside. So last year, Northwestern's football team said it wanted to form a union to bargain for things like medical care and other benefits. director at the National Labor Relations Board gave them the A-OK to do that, saying that athletes with scholarships should be considered employees under U.S. law. But yesterday, the NLRB decided that allowing Northwestern's team to form a union would open a sort of Pandora's box in college sports, meaning some schools might be at a competitive disadvantage if they didn't offer the benefits like the unionized schools were. So now Northwestern's football team is back where it started. The athletic department's friend, no benefits. So what does the decision mean? It shuts the door on this team's fight for student-athletes to have a seat at the table.
Well, Northwestern, what it means is that unless every team is unionized, team will be unionized.
Right, yeah.
Right.
And I just can't find, I don't know, and I will never be considered an expert when it comes to these sorts of things, this decision I guess the crux of it is the scholarship, the football scholarships that are part of the deal. If you're on a scholarship, then this, according to what they decided last year, was an A-OK thing under U.S. law. But
you know, most of these kids don't get a full boat, a full ride.
No.
So they're still paying for school. I mean, some of them get a full ride, but the majority of them do not.
Mm. I just think that there's too much emphasis. This back to, hello, you're in school. You're supposed to be learning something, learning a trade, learning a craft, learning how to go to work. And how many people playing football in college are going to have a job in the NFL after they get out? And 15, 20 years isn't going to be in the NFL because people are going to have, by that time, figured out that football is no good and we're not going to have football anymore.
It'll take longer than that, but
well,
you're right.
30, 40 years, whatever it is.
I don't see how this is. There's not going to be any baseball either.
Okay. Well, whatever it is, the circumstances here in colleges where they're giving scholarship money to football players and not to academic achievers is just gross. I had the biggest fights on when I was on the board of trustees
just
for 12 years.
Extent.
At
and
Heidelberg.
Different schools.
No,
I mean,
at our
schools are football schools.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. You're Ohio State,
yeah.
The A&M schools in Texas, go to Florida, anything.
I mean, my nephew got a lot of academic scholarships to the University of Maryland. I mean, not as much as he got if he were playing football on a cross.
It's out of whack, Richie. It's just out of whack.
You know,
in this circumstance, I mean, why is there the people who go crazy over college football, the same people who want professional football, so why don't they put them all together? If you want to play, who was it that left school? Was it LeBron James? Did he ever?
Sure.
He never even went to college, right? Out of high school, he went to play basketball. Okay, there was somebody who was a famous player, and I can't remember
Harper
football.
With the Nationals did it too, right?
Did
out
he?
Of high school.
Mm-hmm. But no, there was somebody, I remember the controversy at the time, who was playing college ball, and he got a big offer from one of the
teams.
It happens
every year. There's,
does it
there's
really?
A dozen or more every single year that leave in their sophomore, junior year to go get the big paycheck. Because you know what?
Yeah.
If you break your leg as a junior or a senior, it's over. You don't get the meal ticket.
Right.
And
but the story, I think, are the ones that actually defer and finish college before they go into the pros.
That's what do you mean? The story?
And that's what you're getting at, right?
Right.
There
I mean, finish school and go and.
But they're taking such a big chance, and that's what they're worried about. They're worried about what if I blow my knee out as a senior, and I have no NFL career, and they're not paying me in college.
Well, do you think kids thought that way 100 years ago, 50 years ago?
No, but they were getting paid $3 million a year.
Yeah,
that's a lot of money. And so often these kids come from.
And what are they getting paid $3 million for?
To
put their lives at risk.
To entertain 300 million Americans.
Yeah.
Better than being paid $50 to put their lives at risk. I mean, think about people that just go and skateboard and do extreme sports just to be a jerk, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, they don't get paid for that, but they're just putting their life at risk. At least they're getting compensation.
Hmm. At least.
That's a way to look at it.
At least. It is.
Well, I'll tell you. I mean, think about the career, the average day of a college football player, or the average week. They're practicing 40 to 50 hours a week on top of doing all of their schoolwork. I mean, that's a tough 4 years.
Let's stay with school for a minute. You may or may not have heard about St. Paul's Prep School, New Hampshire School. John Kerry went there. A number of other prestigious alumni, distinguished people. Not so distinguished, however, at the moment. 19-year-old former student went on trial yesterday for allegedly having relations with a 15-year-old girl while he was a senior. He pleaded not guilty, but in an interview with police, he had mentioned a competition at the school called Senior Salute.
Oh boy.
Which sounds like a plot line out of a bad version of American Pie. It's a contest to see how many younger girls senior guys can hook up with. Except in this case, the girl says it was not consensual.
Right.
And now the student is standing trial and will be in the spotlight. So this goes on to more of the same thing. Every once in a while, there's a wave of these things.
This isn't new.
No,
this
it isn't
is,
at
this
all.
Is yeah. male, a wave, this is male behavior, sadly.
A wave of these things in the news media, a wave of coverage. I saw three different stories today and four or five over the past week about various attitudes that are found in studies of men and women going to school, what they expect in sororities and fraternities, and what they have to do to win their wings to get out of school and all this other stuff.
Tell you girls, and this is sad because this is kind of my path, but, you know, everybody goes through a wild stage. Go through your wild stage in your 20s, because here's the thing. You get drunk and you pass out at a high school party or a college party, there's going to be trouble because men don't care where they put things.
Oh, my God.
And that's the truth. Yeah. If you're going to go through your wild stage in your 20s, you have people around you who are going to be a little more refined.
Responsible. Grown up.
Yeah.
You're just not grown up. You cannot handle it. Trust me, I went through it. You cannot handle that stuff when you're 18, 17, 19.
I mean, I remember an awful story that happened in my high school. I can't even tell you what happened to this girl on the air, but it involved several boys and silverware. And they had pictures of her doing, just passed out and letting people do anything to her. And her parents never filed any suit against the school or these boys. It was just something this girl is still living with. You know, it's like, no matter how you can say, oh, I was young and stupid, I don't think that you can ever fully recover from something like that.
Just be responsible.
Bad news. We need to be more conscious of these sorts of things. 17 before the hour, 43 after the hour. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for me to remind you about what's going on in the world of your face. Puffiness, bags under your eyes, dark circles, all the ways that you can look your worst can be made to look your best by using Genucel and the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, now both available from Chamonix. Therapy for bags, puffiness, lines, and dark circles, available by calling 800-543-9262. You know you have a problem, or you know somebody who does have a problem that you care about. So why not call this number now, 800-543-9262, and take some action. Get the amazing Genucel, came from plant stem cell therapy and technology. Takes care of the bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes, and then this new Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. It's the powerful way, it's all natural, to target the dark circles under your eyes so you don't need any makeup. It gets rid of them. Doesn't hide them. Gets rid of them. 800-543-9262. Ask about free express shipping. Doug Steffen will also, we mentioned my name, you'll get a free luxury gift to pick from with the order. So, free gift. Genucel, the regular price. Platinum Dark Circle Treatment comes free. And this money-back guarantee. Take care of your face and your looks. Look as beautiful as you can by using Platinum Dark Circle Treatment and Genucel. Get it at 800-543-9262.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one, but with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and stellar notebooks, your kid will be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, Office Depot brand notebooks just 1 cent each. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great. Limit 3 in-store only while supplies last, ends 8/22.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
When you're out in the sun, we all know it's important to take steps to protect our skin. But what about our eyes? Health experts say now more than ever, it's important to protect your sight from dangerous UV rays. UV damage has been linked to many serious eye health issues, including eye cancer, macular degeneration, and cataracts. It's also blamed for accelerating the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles around the eye. Your best line of defense is a good pair of sunglasses. Look for ones with 100% UVA, UVB protection. Eyeglass wearers, instead of paying for another pair of expensive prescription sunglasses, there are affordable eye care solutions. One well-known brand, Solar Shield, not only makes fashionable sunglasses designed to easily fit over your prescription glasses, they also make convenient, lightweight clip-on sunglasses. All come with 100% UV protection and are polarized to reduce glare. Plus, they come in many fashion-forward styles and colors. Solar Shield can be found at all major retailers. It's a great way to look good while protecting your eyes, too. For more, go to solarshield.com.
46 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer, Kenny, and Richie, and I have Jake Ward with us, science and technology correspondent for Al Jazeera. He has been working in his career magazines like Popular Science, so he knows his way around what the people in San Juan County, Colorado, are going through. These rivers that are polluted beyond what you could possibly imagine, and it's next to the Navajo Nation there. So, Jake, what do we know now that we didn't know last week about how this actually happened?
Well, you know, it's extraordinary to sort of stand here, and I'm actually looking at the Animas River right now, just before 7 a.m. Local time. And you know, if you had gotten off a tour bus here and walked down to the banks of it, you would never know that 2 weeks ago it was this extraordinarily vivid color as this surge of terrible metals sort of passed through here. So what we're really seeing is that the river does seem to have passed the worst of it sort of downstream. No one spot seems to be as sort of horribly polluted as it was 2 weeks ago, which of course caused local and state officials to come in here and close this down. What we know is that there is this terrible tension that this waterway and so many American waterways live in relationship to mining. It's not just this mine. It is this, you know, 55,000 mines across the country, and in this particular area, hundreds of mines that are pretty much constantly pouring some amount of something pretty bad into the local riverways. And so really I think locals here have sort of woken up in some way, if they weren't already awake before, to just the sort of constant danger that upstream mining has to the waterways that they live on and really depend on.
You're sort of telling a different story than what many people were thinking and reading about last week, Jake. The essence of what I heard was that there was a little trickle, yeah, that there are hundreds of these mine shafts that are filled with water, but they're sealed off. They're not a problem. There was a little bit of a leakage here that they investigated with an excavator or something and opened it up, and that's why they were accused of making a mess out of it, because they didn't really handle it well. Although it's nice to know that all of this stuff is being cleaned up or just by its own accord washed down the river, so sooner or later it's gone. But I've heard from some people out there who suggest that these should never be tampered with, that they're not posing any damage or real trouble. And among those people, the folks in the Navajo Nation are most apt to tell you they don't want anybody messing with them.
Yeah, I think that, you know, everyone here is definitely the big community conversation taking place, or fight is probably the less polite word about it, is, you know, what should be done with these mines. There is no question, certainly, if you look at the way if you look at reports that come out of the EPA and other agencies, they have, since the 90s at least, that in some cases the mines in this area are losing 300 gallons a minute out into these rivers. I mean, the water quality has steadily declined, according to the researchers that we've talked to, over the course of the last couple of decades.
So then how do they, not to interrupt you, but the EPA was running around with the papers asking the Navajos, most of whom couldn't speak English, to sign off on not suing the government because of this mess. What's the story with that?
You know, the it's like the EPA trying to manage this sort of as best they can. Really, there are the thing that I think we've all learned from this experience is that there's very few legal options available for managing these mines effectively. And when you talk to people here in the Animas district and the Navajo Nation, the Superfund site is really the tool that was missing. The big question is, should this all be made a big Superfund site so that the EPA and other agencies can come in and really try to fix it? Until they do that, it's not clear, certainly not clear to me, how it is that this is going to get cleaned up. Certainly what we've seen in the last 2 weeks is just a tiny example of a chronic problem in this area.
Rob, you tell an interesting story, and it's different than what we've heard from others, so I'm glad you were here to tell this side of the story, Jake. Thank you. Jacob Ward, science technology correspondent for Al Jazeera, here on Good Day at 51 past the hour.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guy, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So I'm going to do my kind of dancing with a great partner, who's not only a terrific dancer, somebody who's taught me that there are people willing to stand up for other people no matter what it costs them. Somebody who's taught me about the kind of person I want to be.
Just a fool to believe I am anything.
I've never known anybody like you. You look at the world and you think you can make it better. Somebody's lost, you find it.
Yeah.
Nobody can stay in the corner.
Nobody.
Patrick Swayze would have been 63 today. He sang from Dirty Dancing, She's Like the Wind. What did you say, Jinja?
It's the greatest movie ever made.
Oh, okay. That's good to know.
Yeah, you just keep laughing.
Yeah. Well, he was quite the heartthrob.
Me.
Wasn't there were, the unlikely bad guy was a was who was it?
He was a nerd, remember?
No. Wasn't this the movie where, who is that? His name begins with a V. It was the bad guy in this.
Victor.
Jerry Orbach played the father, but I don't
Jerry Orbach was the father of the girl, but the bad guy wasn't there. I'm thinking about another Patrick Swayze movie. I don't think.
Really no villain.
No,
Jerry Orbach was the bad guy in this movie, if anything.
Right.
No, the bad yucky guy. The Patrick Stewart got, or Patrick Stewart, Patrick Swayze got in trouble for being yucky, even though it wasn't his fault. It was actually the nerdy yuppie guy's fault. Remember?
Yeah. Right, I'm thinking two different movies that were Patrick Swayze. He was a big star. Patrick Swayze was a big star. No, he wasn't the bad guy I'm thinking about. All right, anyway, thought for the day today, Chucker, Patrick Swayze said, fear causes hesitation, and hesitation will cause your worst fears to come true. That is absolutely correct. Make a decision, stick by it, and move ahead. So we're going to move ahead with movie moments in a matter of moments. Chucker has movie news for us right after these words.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Hey, I'm freaking out. Can I just watch you skydive?
Too late. I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
It's showtime. So, want to join our rewards program? Awesome. We'll talk about it when we land.
Bobby!
How about a rewards program you can actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Join for free and discover exclusive offers only at Plenty.com or on the Plenty app. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, so let's get to the bottom of whatever movie news you have today for us, Chucker.
Okay, Doug, riding the wave of the huge success of this summer's Jurassic World, that film's director Colin Trevorrow has signed on to helm Star Wars Episode 9. Now, Episode 8, as we all know, comes out this Christmas under the helm of J.J. Abrams. I guess Part 9 will come out 2 years later. And I guess the strategy from the producers or Disney as a whole is each installment or spin-off film will have a new director, which...
Why?
I don't know if that's a good way to go or not, but I guess that's a trend. Or maybe the pressure on doing one of those films is so intense, like J.J. Abrams, who's got to be under pressure to deliver a good film this Christmas, is that they don't want to get back on the saddle to do another one. But anyway, I like this guy. I think he's got talent, the director of Jurassic World, so he helms Part 9. Other news, actor Orlando Bloom officially returning to Pirates of the Caribbean 6, which is now filming. I guess the question is why. I have to believe his mortgage payment is due. Why else?
What else?
And an actress, Laura Linney, who can currently be seen in Mr. Holmes, signing on to play Sully Sullivan's wife. The character will be played by Tom Hanks.
Good.
In Clint Eastwood's newest film, Sully, about the airline pilot who landed those people on the Hudson River.
That'd be a great story. Do you see Deadwood fans getting excited because the HBO series now is slated to be a big movie after all?
I just read that the other day. Yeah, Deadwood has a nice following. I think it ended somewhat abruptly. But the star of that movie, Ian, forget his last name.
Didn't he go to Game of Thrones?
He's on Ray Donovan this season.
Oh, Ray Donovan, that was it, yeah.
That guy's a terrific actor.
Yeah, Ian...
McShane,
right? You're right. Yep. CoverGirl launching a Star Wars makeup collection. What in the world?
Cool. It looks awesome. It's really weird, but it looks like fun.
Star Wars makeup collection.
Everything Star Wars, even in 2015.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that, Chucker. Chuck Curry is our movie man. He knows all about movies, videos, DVDs here every day on Good Day, 59 past the hour.
A
Ouch! My back is out again.
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.